Coach, welcome. It's been a busy but a good day. And I heard you talking. I don't want to give away any secrets off air, but we're hoping, fingers and toes crossed, that we're maybe some new uniforms this year.
Oh, right? I don't know.
We don't know.
That's not my decision.
We don't know.
That's a hope, most definitely.
But that's,
certainly things like that, without events like this, you know, that would probably be an impossibility in a year like this.
Oh, yeah.
But, you know, maybe that allows us some hope.
But I mean, just for, because I've never bought a boys basketball outfit, just for one player.
Yeah.
If you're going to outfit one player, any idea what that looks like if you were going to get
a
jersey?
And, you know, I'll let you do the math on it. Usually we order 15, and it's a couple thousand dollars.
Yeah, wow.
Is what you're looking at for a uniform. So that you can see where that's pretty difficult. But, you know, basically these kids work very hard, and we know that on a priority list right now there are other things that are more important.
Yeah.
Heck, we're just trying to get travel and get back and forth to games. But certainly, you know, things like this can help make those things a possibility.
Wow. Well, cautiously optimistic about this season.
Oh, most definitely. Most definitely. The KHSAA came out today and had some guidance that moved the official start of practice back to October 26th.
Okay.
However, it did not affect our game schedule at all. So we actually start the week of Thanksgiving, and our regular season ends the week of February 15th. So that's what it looks like. That didn't change at all.
Now, introduce who you brought with you again.
All right, I got a couple of guys that will be juniors this year, both guards, Tyler Ahart and Aiden Moore. So we got junior guards. They're both making the transition. They played some JV last year, some varsity this year. And so they'll be trying to make the transition into full-time varsity players and really working hard to help us have a successful season.
Tyler, what are your goals this season? Obviously to play, to be able to play a game, but what else do you have set for yourself, the goals you want to attain with playing for Trigg this year?
Necessarily not just for myself, but as a team, we're looking for a district title and obviously to make a great run to the region tournament. I believe we have what it takes this year. We have a solid team, a lot of returning players, a lot of returning experienced players. You know, I think we just have a great chance of doing that this year.
Aiden, what do you think?
Pretty much going off of what Tyler said, I mean, I think we have the skills to go make a run for the region tournament. I also believe if we buckle down and work our butts off, we could probably go to state this year, maybe make a title.
What's the biggest thing playing basketball has taught you, Aiden?
Discipline, for sure.
Yeah.
Working every day at that and have under the rule of coaches, and really taught me how to treat adults and, like my friend Tyler over here, my brothers and stuff, you know, treat them right.
Yeah, I mean, especially in season, you spend more time with these guys than you do your family, probably. I mean, a lot of times, because you're working in the gym all the time. What has impressed you the most about this group, Coach, that you've got coming up?
Well, I do think there's the fact that they're so coachable. You know, last year, we put in a total new system of play. We went from a very slow tempo, you know, controlled type situation to a very up-tempo type game, and that takes a lot of work, you know what I mean? And
especially
it's hard
for your guards.
I mean, you know, every day it's very hard. I mean, and to be honest with you, I didn't feel like we fully implemented it last year the way we planned to this year. But they've been very accepting of that. I think I'm very excited. You know, when I hear Aiden talk about making a run in a regional tournament and mentioning the state tournament, you have to see those type things. In my career, I've been in a situation where a team went from 12 wins to 27 and going to the state. Well, there's a lot of steps in between that, but I think these guys believe in themselves enough to know that when you work hard, everything's a possibility.
Absolutely. Why do you do what you do? Because if you look at the hours, Coach, you put all the coaches. I like to ask that.
Right.
Why do you put that much work? I mean, what do you get out of it?
Well, I had 15 years as a school principal. Okay, so when my son graduated high school, this was my first love, you know, and I coached from 97 to 2003.
Okay.
And I knew if I ever got the opportunity, I wanted to get back in. And so, I mean, I can't explain it other than it's just what I think about 24 hours a day. And I mean, it's just...
You have a passion.
Most definitely. Yeah. Most definitely. And it's just the, you know, when you see kids develop like this into good, you know, fine young men and represent the school system well, it's just a very exciting, fulfilling way to live.
Tyler, how do you think he's doing?
I think he's doing a great job. You know, like he said,
good answer.
Yeah.
Definitely teaching discipline.
Yeah.
As a coach, and like he said, 24 hours a day. I know that's true. That he's thinking about it. We'll be getting texts 1, 2 a.m. in the morning.
Hey guys, what if we try this?
Yeah, exactly.
That's awesome. Hey, let me ask you, what do you think when you tell folks, hey, you know, I play on the varsity basketball team. What do you think, what's some of the reactions you get from folks? Do you think people think you have to be a certain type of person to play basketball, or do they get it and they're like, oh, I think that's awesome, or what?
Most definitely. They're always like, I don't know about that one. Maybe you sit the bench a little bit. So,
but it's work. I like it. I think we can say butt on the radio. I like you work your butt off. You take a lot of practice. You just don't walk out on the court and start in a varsity game.
Definitely not.
There's hours upon hours upon hours of drills and practices, because if you don't know it backwards, forwards, and sideways when it's game time, it's easy to forget.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
How many shots on the machine have you put up?
There's no telling.
The machine. Come in here, Brown, to talk about this. What do you mean by how many shots on the machine? See, for a rookie like me, I never played. I was like a bench rider. I rode the pine.
Well, they got that. It's a machine that you like shoot, and then it sits under the goal, and then it funnels down, and then it kicks you the ball.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, it's like a little brother. You know, it's like, oh, hey, yeah, go rebound for me. And so, you know, it trickles down, and then it kicks it back to you, but it can. It could do it, and it keeps track of how many you hit.
It's a little brother without the whining.
Yes.
Yeah, okay.
And it keeps stats. It'll tell you how many you hit.
Oh, wow. That's
so
cool.
It's impressive. But, yeah, that's a good tool. And that is something that was done with fundraising money.
No doubt.
That helps the program.
Doubt. And little brother's getting pretty old. We could use a couple other newer little brothers, you know, pretty soon. They give you a lot more stats.
Yeah.
But we're just excited because those are the type of things that we've not been able to do. We've been working. We actually started working out during the regional tournament last year, as far as we were ready to turn around. These kids were ready, and the kids weren't in a fall sport, a spring sport. They were in the gym last spring, and then we got shut down. Got a couple of weeks this summer, but I'm very thankful the fact that next Monday we're going to be able to begin workouts again for anybody that's not involved in a fall sport. So if anybody's listening to the radio and you have a child, a high school that's not involved in a fall sport, 3:00 next Monday, if they're interested in basketball, we can start our conditioning phase.
I was going to say, kind of good news from the KHSAA today. They had their board of control meeting, and the season will start a week, or the start of practice a week later than normal. But they say the start of the season will go off per normal, and they're not going to change the limitation of games.
Exactly, and I thought that was huge. For us, you know, it's maybe a little bit of an equalizing factor since we have 12 kids that are involved in football, and so mm-hmm. we get kind of a late start with that anyway. But I was very, very well pleased because coaches put in hours upon hours about forming that schedule. And our first week of our schedule this year, we're involved in a Thanksgiving tournament down at St. Mary's, and I think it's a very good situation for us where we can go in and get some confidence early. I was very afraid that they may move those dates, and they didn't. So you're right, Scott. That's a big thing.
I think back right at the beginning of your coaching career, they used to have that Three Rivers Jamboree.
Oh, yes.
With, mm-hmm. you know, Dawson and the Hopkins right. schools, Providence, and they always had it the week before Thanksgiving, mm-hmm. and you started the week after. Well, this year, because of Rupp Arena's availability, for the state tournament, they got to push it around because of the NCAA tournament. You actually get to play before Thanksgiving this year.
Yes, we do. First time ever in my career that I remember, mm-hmm. Except when I was at a non-football school. Used to, you could start November
Correct.
15th. But yes, our actual last week of the season this year is early as I ever remember, February 15th. And that has nothing to do with COVID. Like yep. you said, it just has to do with the availability of Rupp Arena. But we still are scheduled for 30 games. We're extremely excited about that and just ready to get going.
Tyler, can you take Nick one-on-one now?
Do what?
Can you take Nick one-on-one now?
That's right. Yes,
yeah.
Sir.
That's a little brother, older brother joke there. Yeah. All right. Good deal.
All right. Gentlemen, thank you guys very much for coming in and helping us. Because a lot of times we watch you guys play, but it's great to coach, to hear the student-athletes in their own words, kind of to learn about the person beyond the jersey.
Most definitely. We're thankful for the opportunity and just for the community. From what I hear, it's been very successful, and this was a great idea, whoever came up with it. We really appreciate you guys being grateful enough to try to help us out.